各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 准备在公司汇报工作，事先想请李华帮他听一听，看报告的内容能不能吸引人。李华今天要学两个常用语，一个是 dud， 另一个是 oomph。
Thanks for agreeing to listen to my presentation, 李华。 I really don't want it to be a dud.
Larry, 什么是 dud 啊？
Oh, a dud is something or someone that doesn't live up to expectations and is a disappointment.
Dud 就是让人失望的意思哦。你是不是想让我帮你听一听你的报告能不能吸引人呢？
Right. I want my presentation to be lively and interesting. If it's boring and difficult to understand, it will be a dud.
乐意为你效劳。不过 Larry, 你这个人这么幽默，不用听啊，我就知道你的报告肯定不会枯燥乏味的啦。
You never know.I once worked with a woman who I thought was really funny, and at work we were really getting along, but then we went on a date, and it was a real dud.
那你觉得你们约会的问题出在哪里呢？
It turns out that we didn't have much in common, except work.
哦，我知道了，你们俩啊，这叫缺少共同语言。That date really does sound like a dud.
What about you, Li Hua? Have you ever gone out with a guy who was a real dud?
Dud 也能指人呐，那要这么说，我可是遇到过真正的 dud。
How was this guy a dud, 李华？
他呀，长得特别帅，可是我们俩出去吃饭，他从头到尾都在没完没了地讲他自己，根本就不问问我喜欢些什么。That date was a real dud.
Kind of like a firecracker that doesn't go off. We also call fireworks that don't go off duds.
没错，我们管不响的爆竹啊，叫哑炮。我最喜欢放炮了，特别是春节的时候啊。Larry, 你干嘛啊？
I'm trying to get the slide projector to work. It looks like the light bulb is a dud.
那就别摆弄幻灯了，我光听就行了。
Okay, let's get started. Please be honest, 李华. And don't be afraid to tell me if you think my presentation is a dud.
你放心，我一定是怎么想就怎么说。
So, what do you think, Li Hua? Does my presentation need more oomph?
Oomph? 这又是什么词啊？怎么这么难念啊？
Like, it's oomph from the word room, followed by a F sound. Say it after me, Li Hua. Oomph.
Oomph. Oomph, 这是什么意思啊？
When I asked if my presentation needed more oomph, I was asking if it needed something extra to make it more lively or interesting.
哦，你是说还可以加点什么让你的报告更精彩是吧？哎，老实说啊 ，Larry， 我觉得有的地方确实有点枯燥，需要加点 oomph。
How do you think I could give my presentation more oomph, 李华？
比方说你一上来可以先讲一个笑话吸引听众的注意，然后讲到一半有人开始走神的时候，你可以再讲一个你自己工作中的真实经历，最好是你干过什么样的傻事，这样你的报告就可以更生动了。
That's very good advice, 李华。 I think doing those things will give my presentation the extra oomph it needs.
好，那现在换我了。我最近啊要给中文课设计一个网页，你也帮我看一看我要不要也加一点 oomph。
Sure,I'm happy to look at it and tell you if it needs more oomph.
Okay, here it is. Larry, 你觉得怎么样？
Wow, Li Hua. Maybe your website has a little too much oomph.
Oomph 还会太多啊？
Well, you used orange and pink together on the same page. Those colors make it hard to read.
粉红色跟橘黄色放在一起是有点太亮了，看上去眼睛有点不舒服。那我就换换颜色吧。
今天李华学到了两个常用语，一个是 dud， 意思是令人失望的，另一个是 oomph， 是吸引力的意思。